Major Nidal Malik Hassan is conscious and able to talk, according to army officials overseeing his care following last week's incident in which the suspect was shot 4 times by a civilian police officer. Hassan's attorney, retired Colonel John Galligan, confirmed his client's condition.
He is coherent. I met with him for about 30 minutes. Obviously, he's aware that he's a suspect in the incident that occurred at Fort Hood.
Galligan spoke on the CBS Early Show. The attorney declined to answer questions about Hassan's alleged shooting spree that left 13 people dead and dozens wounded, or what may have motivated the attack. Galligan did respond, however, when asked if his client could get a fair military trial.
I think that would be difficult to achieve at Fort Hood, given the national media attention that's been focused on the Fort Hood community. Anytime you've got a high-profile case, as this one is, concerns about a fair and impartial jury and where that can be found is going to be present in any defense counsel's mind.
In the wake of the attack, Hassan's actions and possible motivations have come under intense scrutiny. After spending 6 years practicing psychiatry for the U.S. military in both Washington and Texas, he was about to be deployed to Afghanistan. He is believed to have had serious reservations about the upcoming tour of duty in a Muslim nation. News reports say in 2007, Hassan warned Army officials of adverse events if Muslim American soldiers continue to be sent into battle against fellow Muslims. More recently, U.S. intelligence officers intercepted emails between Hassan and a Muslim imam known for radical anti-American teachings. The cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who now lives in Yemen, once taught at a mosque in Virginia that Hassan attended and is well known among violent Islamists, according to terrorism expert and author Evan Coleman.
He's a luminary who's revered by people around the world, and his name turns up again and again in homegrown terrorism cases.
Coleman spoke on NBC's Today program. Awlaki's English language website praises Hassan as a hero and a man of conscience. But no such praise is coming from the current leadership of the Virginia mosque where Hassan once worshipped. Imam Johari Abdul Malik publicly condemned the Fort Hood attack.
While accepting the fact that Major Malik Nidal Hassan practiced the Islamic faith, we offer no justification for his ungodly and heinous, cowardly act of violence.
Some U.S. legislators are demanding answers as to why Hassan's intercepted communications with the radical cleric did not prompt wider scrutiny of the psychiatrist's actions or intervention that could have prevented the attack. The White House has promised a thorough investigation of the matter and steps to guard against a repeat of the tragedy. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.